Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At my house, I got a TiVo, and you know I rocks it. Capture all the gold, and then you know I watch it. Watching all my favorite television inconvenience. Flying through commercials, Dr. TiVo was a genius. At my house, I got a TiVo, and you know I rocks it. Capture all the gold, and then you know I watch it. Watching all my favorite television inconvenience. Flying through commercials, Dr. TiVo was a genius.
Well, you know, whenever you hear that dance hall classic, that it's time to talk about what's happening in the world of television. Yesterday, we did a reasonably deep dive on Game of Thrones. Why don't we now turn our attention to what people are doing on Netflix, Tizzle?
The analysts over at Wall Street have put together a little bit of a survey to find out which show people are watching the most on Netflix.
Okay.
So they surveyed over 500 Americans, and they tried to mix up the demographics quite a bit, and then basically said, what are your favorite five programs on Netflix? Not just original Netflix programming. Just you open up Netflix. What are your favorite five things?
It's like The Office could be on there.
So people submit their list, and you go take a look. So I have the list in front of me, and I can tell you that you have some syndicated stuff. You're going to have some Netflix stuff. I'm going to tell you this, the broad term movie. So if someone listed a Netflix movie, that just went under movies. So, like, if someone said Bird Box or whatever,
okay,
then it would just go under movies. You guys want to take a little guess at what the favorite show is of these people on Netflix?
You know, one of the things I realized as I was thinking about this, I haven't watched much Netflix lately. Are you watching any Netflix shows currently, Ben?
You know, there's been a couple Hulu shows in the mix of late.
It's a great question.
I don't know that we've watched a lot of Netflix of late.
I don't think I have.
We've chilled a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what the most popular current things on Netflix are, so I'm going to say Bird Box.
Don't overthink.
I'm going to say Friends.
Oh, that's
it's like there's a lot of reruns and stuff, right?
Ben gets it right. In fact,
that's
Ben,
number one.
I'm going to give you the points. All based on the
make
percentage.
It take it.
Oh, it's well, just make it
it's
take
make
it.
Make it take it.
Yes. All right.
So, Ben, here's the deal. Friends was fourth on the list, okay. And I'm going to give you a good hearty 7 points there.
Okay.
There's going to be random points. It's going to pay. Seven is, you know, kind of right there. But Friends was fourth.
Kind of reminds
people's
me of
favorite
pool.
Show. Yeah. Ben, you'll have to go again.
Most popular show on Netflix. Okay. Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, not, and I don't think
it's not on Netflix.
I don't, but Comedians and Cars Getting Coffee is.
Oh, that's what I meant.
That's not on there.
And if you want to hear,
patience, please, privacy, please.
No, that's not. It's the name of Tiger's multiple choice boat. Skin.
The Office.
The Office scored just ahead of Friends. Was third overall, 8 points for Skin. So The Office was third, and Friends was fourth overall.
Just like I told you.
On Netflix. So 8 for Skin. You have it. You have the ball still, though.
MASH.
MASH? I mean, if you're not going to take it seriously,
no, it's a very popular TV show.
It's not on Netflix.
Damn.
I really have no idea.
Okay.
Are they old TV shows, the top five?
Yeah, and you love one of them.
They're not even Netflix originals.
Ozarks. Larry David. Oh, Ozark, yeah.
Shippy.
How many are Netflix originals?
Quite a few. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
So I guess this isn't the top five?
Yeah, of the 11
of
the
people,
top five?
No, the people submitted a top five list. There's 20 on the list.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, Ozark is number one.
No, Ozark is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ozark was 7.
Bird Box.
Bird Box goes under movies. Movies was 6th.
Wait,
and so I think it's pretty much...
So just I'm confused. So just all movies are number 6 after Friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
People are watching Friends in The Office more than movies.
Okay. What's the one where Mr. Robot? Oh, wait, that's Amazon, isn't it? Which one is that?
Mr. Robot is on USA.
USA.
Can you tell us some Netflix shows?
I can't believe you guys are struggling
Stranger
with this.
Stranger Things.
Thank you, Shippy. My God.
Told you, Ben.
You're welcome.
Number one on the list, Stranger Things. Number one.
I don't think I've turned Netflix on in a while. Like, I don't even know that I've put it over on HDMI 2 to
Parks
see what...
Parks and Rec.
Oh, Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec was down there. Parks and Rec was around 10th.
Master of None.
And Parks and Rec was tied with another... I got my two favorite shows of all time are on here. No.
Game
of
Thrones.
No.
BoJack Horseman.
No.
Bumbaclot.
Dang.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
With Parks and Rec.
Oh. Yep.
About 10th. So here it is. Here's the list. Most popular, Stranger Things.
Oh, that's number one?
Yes.
Badass.
So do I win?
Good job, Ben.
Season 3 comes out July 4th.
I'll be there.
Yeah. Y'all seen the trailer?
That's the next time I'll turn on Netflix.
I have not seen it.
I'm going to say get ready. But I could also see a little bit of a drop-off.
Was season 2 good?
Season 2 was phenomenal.
Yes.
I think season 2 is better than season 1.
I think they were equal to each other in their awesomeness.
Number 2 is a show I think we all quit. Orange is the New Black.
I quit. I can tell you the exact moment I quit was when that the end of season 2, that black chick died in that van.
Mm-hmm.
And then the first 3 minutes of season 3 were so bad, I just didn't even finish the first episode of season 3.
3 and 4, Office and Friends, as we said. Number 5 is a show that wins awards I've never heard of called Grace and Frankie.
What?
Then there's movies, then Ozark, then Daredevil.
Oh, the movie with Ben Affleck.
No, I think it's the series, which is very Colby Sapp, I think. Daredevil.
Okay. It is.
I thought they got rid of all those shows, though. Didn't Luke Cage
Nick
go away?
Cage.
Yeah, Luke Cage went away. And
Jessica Jones.
Jessica Jones with the chick from Breaking Bad.
I think this is part of the reason why Netflix is so successful, though, because next on the list.
Narcos.
Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, it's just old shows.
Another network show. It's an old show. Hey,
they
I need to go
get
find
the rights
or Cheers.
They just get the rights to them. And they...
I heard a dude. So here's the other thing. Do you have Hulu or do you Hulu? Or...
Yeah, that's what I was just talking about. There's shows that we've been watching on Hulu of late.
So what are the ones you're watching there?
God, what is the... one of them is called The Act.
What is that?
It's a pretty good show. It's a story of a mother who has psychological problems. She's a single mother. And so she makes her daughter think that she's sickly. And so the daughter grows up in a wheelchair, getting her hair shaved. It's based on a true story,
too.
Yeah,
I was going to say, that's a true story.
Getting her hair shaved. And then I think, if I'm not mistaken, a spoiler alert, I don't know. It seems to be leading up towards the daughter killing the mother or their boyfriend. So I feel like that's coming. But it's really good.
I'm going to withdraw my follow-up question. Are there any hot chicks on it?
No.
Well, no.
No.
Damn.
Because what's her name? Rosanna Arquette? Or what's the...
Rosanna. Yeah, Rosanna Arquette. Or is it Patricia Arquette?
Patricia Arquette.
Yeah. Rosanna Arquette's pretty old now.
Was she the one that was in Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, it's Rosanna Arquette.
Yeah. So anyway, she's in it. She looks like meatloaf.
Patricia Arquette is not what she used to be.
Oh, God. Did you guys watch any of that Prison Breakout show on Showtime? If you watched any of that... Uh-huh. Patricia Arquette really beefed up for that role.
Oh, yes. She looks exactly like she looked in that movie.
Yeah. I didn't finish that show.
I didn't finish it either.
I need to finish it.
Man, I can't keep up with all the...
Finish it tonight.
I can't keep up with all the Netflix and all the other stuff. I mean,
what does beefed out mean?
It means like...
beefed out?
It means like...
She said it.
Yeah. Where's the beef?
I understood what he meant, though. It meant she put on about 140 pounds of meat for the role.
For the role.
Beefed up?
For the role.
She got, there's a lot of beefing.
I was going to say, people will say beefed up when they indicate that someone put on some weight and got tone. This is more beefed out. Like, this is more mass-oriented. So here's the other thing I wanted to bring up, Ben, is I don't know if you guys are paying attention to this, but there's a whole campaign... I really don't even know that I know what Hulu is.
What?
It's just another service. Just
is it
like,
just a platform?
It's the same thing, isn't it? Just
I can't
like Netflix.
You said that.
What?
Amazon like, Prime, the same thing. It's just another. Everyone's trying to have a platform,
right? Streaming platform.
Okay.
It's something I pay for.
You pay for it just like you.
Just like Netflix.
Netflix.
Okay, and it's for people that don't have cable.
It's just another. It's just
if you
more
want.
Offerings of their own programming.
So here's why I'm confused.
What?
Have you guys seen the Joel Embiid thing with Hulu?
Yes.
No. Oh, yeah. KT's endorsing
it. And the Damian Lillard thing.
Okay. It's pretty great.
Oh, yeah. The tattoo.
Because last night, there's a commercial where Embiid is taking money to say Hulu has sports.
Yeah.
And he's signing autographs, and on each one, it has a Hulu slogan. And then they're going, hey, can you sign this without the Hulu slogan? He's like, no, I can't. And then this little kid who's like four walks up with a broken arm. And it's like, why are you doing this? He goes, for the money. And he just leaves the kids.
Just honesty.
Yes.
Okay, I want to ask you about a show I was watching on Netflix, 13 Reasons Why.
Yes, 13 Reasons Why. Ben, I don't see it on the list.
But it's not.
There was a show you watched called You, right?
Oh, the social media.
Oh, yes,
thing.
I watched that. Yeah, I watched that.
That scored last on the top 20 on the
list.
Black Mirror on there?
I don't think I finished that. My wife kept going with that. I enjoyed that for a while. Yeah, Black Mirror.
Black Mirror and Fuller House are back-to-back of the next popular shows after Grey's Anatomy.
Okay, Fuller House is an original for Netflix.
Fuller House?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got all amped up to watch Black Mirror. I thought this is going to be great, and I was ready to binge watch. And like one of the seasons was only like three episodes or something. I was like, wait, what?
It's weird because there's a big, there's a big Great Britain, there's a big UK thing there going on where they do their episodes weird, and the guys doing a pig.
Go back to your explanation of all this. I want to go back to what you're getting.
Black Mirror is a strange show that I'd never finished.
Oh, Mindhunter.
Mindhunter.
Mindhunter's a great show.
I've watched MILF Hunter, but that was on a different
platform. Yeah, that's on your laptop.
What is the name of that platform?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.